Hello everyone and welcome back to the Stylish Study Show. Today we are talking all about how to stay focused over summer because I know a lot of you will be out there seeing all of your friends kind of chilling, doing whatever they're doing, but I know that you want to stay focused and I know that you want the best for yourself. And we know that that comes with a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit of hard work, a little bit of determination. So today we are going to be talking about how to stay focused whilst your friends are out chilling. Before we get started, I just wanted to let you know about our 14-day challenge that is going to be happening over summer. We are going to be taking 14 days to level up over summer to become the best version of ourselves. Sign up is open soon and more details are down below. So feel free to go check that out if you want to level up over summer. I mean, who doesn't? We're going to be having this challenge over on TikTok and we have a full worksheet for you as well to be able to implement everything that you have learned. So if you want to go check that out, all the details are in the description down below. Welcome to the Stylish Study Show. I'm your host, Ella Harmony, the founder of Stylish Study. This is the podcast for the students who want to achieve their dream grades, have a clear guide to success, and level up to live their best life. I myself went from being miserable with failing grades to reaching my full potential and getting A stars. Today, I'm here to share with you everything I learned along the way, so let's dive straight into this episode. So, why are we talking about how to carry on working while everyone is chilling? So, I feel like as a student, there are things that you need to do over summer, but you are so intertwined with your peer group right now, and you are so just seeing everyone over on social media, you're just seeing everyone just living their best lives, chilling, and probably not doing the work that you know that you are doing behind the scenes. Now, first of all, I just want to clarify that what you see on social media isn't always real, and I feel like we already know that, but I just wanted to kind of just reiterate that at the start of this session, the start of this podcast, before we get started, because I feel like it's a really important part to highlight. I know that you are super ambitious, that's why you're listening right now, and you want to just get the best grades possible, which, like we've already kind of gone over, it requires some determination. It requires a little bit of sacrifice of some of that free time to actually get there, because that's what happens. Successful people put in the work. Successful people put in the time, the dedication. It doesn't just come to them, no matter how many overnight successes you think you may have seen. You haven't seen what's actually gone on behind closed doors. And I think that's something that's really important to remind ourselves of, that yes, people might seem that they're super successful or that they have everything together, but the chances are that you haven't seen that hard work that's gone on behind closed doors, that real determination and grind that they've put in when you may have been chilling or you may have just not been keeping an eye on them. You haven't like lived that life. You don't know what they've gone through, but I am telling you now that 99% of that is all hard work behind the scenes. So that's something to really keep in mind when you're seeing other people chilling over summer, that yes, you might be seeing them chill then, you might be seeing them go to a party then, but you don't know what they did in the hours leading up to that. That is just a snippet of their life. That is just a small part that you are seeing. So that's kind of the first point that I really wanted to cover. Now, in terms of staying focused, I think it's super important to understand why you're staying focused. If you need some help on discovering your why, then feel free to check out our first ever podcast episode where we chatted all about that. But I feel like you need to really assess and understand what success means for you. If you're working on something for the sake of someone else or for the sake of a social image, you are not going to be successful in that. Studying takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of working hard. If you want to get those A stars for the right reasons, you are going to get them and you are going to keep doing the work up until then. If you feel like in your head you're like, I really want A stars, but you're actually doing it so that you can do an Instagram post or because you just want to just get it for the sake of getting it, it's going to be a lot harder to get there. You may still get that, but it is going to be a lot harder to get there. So what I'm saying by this is really define what success means for you. Please let go of societal stereotypes of success, material things, if that's not something that actually drives you. Please define what success means for you. And I think that's the real first important thing of how you can start staying focused when things get hard, when it seems like that studying is going to be really just annoying and just the last thing that you want to do. If you have your clear personal levels of success and you have your clear personal levels of what that success means to you and why you're doing it, that is going to be what really drives you. So the first thing that I'm going to say today as a practical, actionable step is create a vision board. Now, you might have seen vision boards before and you might have thought they're a bit woo-woo and a bit out there and a bit like, why would I ever need that? A vision board is a great way of keeping your success visual, a great way of keeping your success in check, and you can see what it means to you. Now, I'm way more of a visual person, so it really, really helps me. I also have it over my desk so that whenever I'm working, I know what I'm working towards, which is another great way. But have that vision board, have that vision of success that you are working towards. Get that success. You are going to need to remind yourself what it is. But like I said, before you get there, you need to define what success means for you. You need to find what motivates you. Maybe it's so that you can spend an hour or two with your family rather than being able to get a fancy job that can afford you a Rolex. Like, maybe that really doesn't drive you. But if you're working towards that, it's not going to be something that drives you. You're not going to want to put in that time because you're driving towards something that you don't even really want. So drive towards that family time if that's something that motivates you more. It doesn't have to be materialistic. And I feel like that is something that society currently is really not helping with. You go on Instagram and you see everyone on the yachts, you see them with their Rolexes, you see them with their G-Wagons. And if that's not something that you actually want, do not strive to take the steps to get there, because real talk right now, you won't be motivated. I'm not saying that putting in hard work isn't good and that it isn't something that you should do. I'm saying that you need to really define what success means for you and then take the steps to achieve that success rather than a success that you think is what you should go for. And that's going to really help you stay motivated. It's really going to help you put those blinkers on and really going to help you actually drive forward to study, to go forward, to actually get the things that you want in life. So the next thing that I'm going to say is implement some healthy habits. Now, we've already done a habits podcast episode, which you can check out as well, but implement those healthy habits. Start to get clear on those little things that will bring you bigger success. So maybe for you, it's something so simple as not going on social media first thing in the morning so you're not comparing yourself so that you can stay focused. Maybe it's something as simple as going for a run in the morning. Maybe that really helps concentrate your mind, gets you into a good routine and sets you up for success. If you start to implement these small habits, maybe as soon as you wake up in the morning, you do a 30-minute Pomodoro session and that sets you up for the day really nicely, and then you feel like you can relax for the rest of the day. Maybe that is something that you do, but if you can make these things a habit, these small, healthy, successful habits that then build up your success, because it doesn't have to be like, for example, a run, unless you're going to be an athlete, is not actually going to be the bulk of the work for the day, but it then sets you up to then feel like you can achieve some work later in the day. It sets you up to feel like you can actually achieve more in the day, then get more success in for the day, and then move you forward. But making these as a habit essentially just means that you're on autopilot. It just happens really easily for you, and that is going to really help you to move forward in terms of actually being able to work successfully without looking what other people are doing, without needing that motivation of going into school and people telling you what to do. If you can build up those so that they are habits and they happen on autopilot, those successful things that may mean that you get further, then that is going to be really helpful. So think of a healthy habit, whatever works for you. So for me, I really try not to go on social media for the first like half an hour, 2 hours of the day, to really just make sure that I'm focusing on me, my life, whatever is going on that is going to be more successful for me. So maybe that is something that's going to be really helpful for you. If you're seeing at the moment a lot of your peers being out relaxing at the beach or just not really doing much, and you know that you really want to push to be able to get a lot of work done before September so that you are going to be really prepared for the next year ahead, then feel free to just make that a healthy habit of not comparing yourself first thing in the morning. But like I said, we do have a whole podcast episode on that, so you can go check that back just to go find out more about small habits of big success. Now, you might have heard me say this term already quite a few times in this podcast: put your blinkers on. And what I mean by that is those little things that horses wear that just make them just go focused and make them just look on the road ahead. It is going to be so helpful if you can actually manage to implement that at this stage of your life. Hide people's posts, unfollow people. I know that that seems really daunting and really scary sometimes to unfollow someone that you go to school with, but if they are producing content and they are posting things that do not make you feel great, do not surround yourself with that. You do not need that in your life. And I know at the moment it seems like a massive deal to unfollow someone that you know and someone that you see regularly. And what if I miss this, or what if I miss out on this drama? But I think sometimes you have to think, okay, weigh up the pros and the cons. Is missing out on this bit of drama going to be way more important than if I carry on just comparing myself, just feeling really bad about myself because I'm not going out to every single party that this person's going out to because I know that I am focusing on my success? Which one is it going to be? Which one makes you feel better? Which one makes you feel more inspired? Which one makes you feel like you want to live a more positive, productive life? Now, I'm not saying that you need to go and unfollow everyone. It's just if there is some people that you know, maybe you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, oh, like that person comes to mind, just hide them. Just unfollow their posts for just like a couple of days maybe. Just try and get out of that headspace that you're constantly comparing to yourself, to people, and that you're constantly just having negative things on your feed, because you don't need that. Regardless of whether you are studying, regardless of whatever is going on in your life, you do not need that. When you have your blinkers on as well, I feel like it's really important to start surrounding yourself with the good people. Surround yourself with people that are going to push you to the next level. Surround yourself that have similar goals. Now, for me at school, I was really lucky. I had a friend who was just really motivated to do the similar same types of things to me. Now, it wasn't exactly the same. We are both now doing incredibly different things with our lives, but having that motivation, having someone that also wanted to work equally as hard really, really helped. So have the blinkers on, just the focusing, just the successful things, just the things that bring you joy and that really add to your life. If things are subtracting from your life, making you feel bad, or making you feel like you're missing out on things, or making you feel like you're not living life in the right way, you're living life the right way, whatever makes you feel happy. If you want to get those good grades because you know that there's a job that you really want, so you know this summer you need to maybe play a bit of catch up, or maybe you just need to just work a little bit harder to hand in some extra work for September or get ahead, please, please, please do not think that you are not doing life right. Whatever feels good for you, have those blinkers on, define what your success is, have those blinkers on, and just carry on moving forward. It's going to be difficult and it's going to be a bit of a ride, but I am sure that you can achieve it. So I'm going to now say, make yourself your only competition. Now, I feel like this kind of leads on from what I was saying before in terms of the blinkers, etc., etc., but it's really important that you just compare yourself to you. You need to stop worrying and stop focusing on what other people are doing, because I promise you it's not that important. And I know that you've heard this so many times before, but now I'm going to tell you why it's really not important. Because picture your life 5, 10, 15 years from now. I guarantee that most people that you're comparing yourself to now will not be relevant to you then. And you are going to be living your life to fit into that mold and to fit into their version of fun, their version of success, their version of perfect. And you are not going to know them, you are not going to follow them, you are not going to associate with them in those few years' time. Yes, there may be maybe one or two people that you still stay in contact with from school, but they are going to be the people that have been a good influence to you, who have wanted similar things to you, that actually are authentically and organically similar to you. When you're at school, you are surrounded by peers, you are surrounded with a constant level of progress, you're constantly measured with exams, you're constantly compared to your success to other people's success, and you are also on social media. You see other people, you compare yourself to celebrities, you see influencers, and you're like, oh my god, I'm not as good as them. But trust me, first of all, like I said, you are not going to really associate with anyone from school. Secondly, those influencers that you follow now, I guarantee that the majority of them will be irrelevant in a few years' time. Now, that's not to say that I'm hating on any influencers. I'm just saying that they may grow differently to you. They may not even be an influencer in 10 to 15 years' time. You have no idea what the future holds, but do not compare your life, compare your success, and change who you are and change what you are doing and change how focused you are on you, because someone else online isn't that. Because yeah, they may not be relevant in 10, 15 years time. And then what will have happened? You will have based your whole life on what they were doing, what their version of success was, how you're living your life constantly, and just it won't even be relevant anymore. You also will probably not have as many measures of success in your job. It obviously depends what career you go into, but you won't be measured with exams all the time. You won't be compared to this person, to that person. You potentially could be, but I'm just saying in terms of exams, that won't happen anymore. There probably won't be any sort of numbers against your name. It's not going to be the same. So measure yourself against yourself. You're going to be the only constant in your life. And why am I talking about this? Why does that relate to summer? You need to compare your progress from yesterday to your progress from today, your success from yesterday to your success for today, your focus from yesterday to your focus to today. You don't need to compare it to whoever else is being focused. People want different things in life. We're all individual. You need to compare yourself to you, because once you start doing that, having focus on yourself, not getting distracted by what other people are doing, is going to be so much easier. So if you really have this vision of success in your mind, you really have this level that you want to get to, please stop comparing yourself, because like I said, you will not associate yourself with the same things in a few years' time. You need to measure yourself against yourself, because you are actually going to be the only person that is ever going to be the same in your life. Make yourself your biggest competition. That is how you will move forward. That is how you will get to those dreams, because you'll constantly be wanting to level up and improve, and you won't care about what everyone else is doing down on the beach, because that is not you. That's not your competition. Your competition is you and what happened yesterday and the day before. You also need to realize, remind yourself and reward yourself for all the progress that you are making. It is so easy to just forget about all the work that you're putting in, forget about all the hard work that's already happened. If you can remind yourself, reward yourself, and keep looking back at how far you've come, staying focused and staying motivated is going to be so much easier, because you will see the progress, you will see how far you have come, and it will be so much easier. So during summer, make sure that you're rewarding yourself, make sure that you're reminding yourself about how far you have come and reflecting on that as well. And make sure that you are just measuring your progress against your own progress, but also in terms of that, just reminding yourself, look, I'm doing great and I have loved how far that I've come within the past couple of months. I'm going to carry this over to summer. What I see on Snapchat doesn't really define what I'm going to do. It doesn't really affect me that much. And I'm just going to carry on working towards this, because it's made me feel great. I really love seeing this progress. I really love seeing this success. And yes, it may be difficult now. And yes, it may be really just tedious doing all the work. But I know this studying is going to pay off for me in the future. And that is the path that I want to be on. So that is where I'm going to stay. And I'm going to reflect on my progress to remind me of that and keep me motivated when I'm not feeling the best. But I'm gonna carry on with this journey because I'm really enjoying it. So the more that you can reward yourself, reflect, and just remind yourself of the progress that you've already created for yourself, the more that you are gonna actually want to carry on the journey, and you will actually want to then just stay focused on whatever you are doing and your path. And lastly, I just wanna say you are allowed to have fun. Now, yes, you can do some work over summer to get you to that next level, to really just help and boss up your life. But you are allowed to have fun. You are allowed to go to the beach. You are allowed to go to a party. Obviously, COVID considered. You are allowed to do those things. You are allowed to live your life. You're allowed to enjoy your life as well as working hard. You may see people as well on social media that work 24/7, but the chances are that that is one day in their life that you have seen, and you don't know what has gone on behind the camera. So make sure that you're also having fun. Make sure that you're really rewarding yourself for the progress that you have made, because it's going to make the journey so much more enjoyable. Just think, like, you are just working so hard right now, and like, it's amazing that you are getting that far, but make sure that you have fun. Make sure that you go out and enjoy yourself and just live your life. So maybe you want to work 4 hours of the day and then you go out and have fun, or maybe one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, you don't do any work at all. But just make sure that you are staying on your focused path, but also you're allowed to have fun. So include the focus, schedule in the fun if that makes it easier for you. But also, yeah, just live your life, have fun, enjoy summer, enjoy the break, get to where you want to be, but enjoy it, and don't put loads and loads of pressure on yourself. obviously get the work done that you need, but don't put the most pressure on yourself to have everything learnt by September, because self-care is productive. So I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Let me know by giving us a little review. We would love to hear what you guys think of this podcast. You are going to do great things with your life. I have no doubt about that. So carry on going. Let me know what your plans are for summer. Are you going to be really working hard, or are you going to also be letting yourself have some fun? Please let yourself have some fun. So yeah, let us know what you thought about this episode, and we will see you next week. But don't forget that the challenge is coming up very, very soon. So be sure to check out the description for the 14-day Level Up Your Life Over Summer Challenge. It's a totally free challenge, and we'll be doing it over TikTok, but there will also be a massive workbook as well for you to get some great resources from, and just have a little look through, flip through, and work through the challenge with us. So yeah, check out the description for more information on that. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review, and for more fun, make sure you follow us on our socials at stylishstudy_, and head to stylishstudy.com/free-ebook. That's stylishstudy.com/free-ebook for your free guide to grade boosting success. Catch you next week.